When the rays of the morning sun shone on the seashore, there was mute evidence that the storm of the previous night had taken a heavy toll. Scattered along the shore lay broken timbers, which but a short time before had formed a part of a proud ship. Standing on the debris-strewn sand was a woman, lost in thought. Having finally noticed that there was someone near, she turned and asked of the events of the night just past. The sailor standing nearby told her of the many brave attempts at rescue and of their partial success. And then he told of the loss. And he said very earnestly, "Beg your pardon, ma'am, if you'll forgive a plain, simple question. Are you saved or lost? I mean, do you know the Lord Jesus?" The question was one which thrilled the heart of this woman, for she too knew the Savior as her Lord. As they spoke of the one they loved, the sailor was asked how long he had known the Lord Jesus as Savior. "Well," he said, "it's nearly 5 years since he saved my body from a watery grave and my soul from the lake of fire. Never will I forget, for two died for me." "Two?" she questioned in astonishment. "Yes, ma'am, my Savior died for me nearly 2,000 years ago on Calvary's cross, and my shipmate died for me just 5 years ago, and that's what brought me to the Savior. It was a night just like last night. Our vessel was driven to the rocks. Distress signals and guns were fired, and by, brave men came out in a lifeboat to save us. The women and children and few passengers, of course, were sent back first. They made two trips over the rough sea. And finally, for the third trip, the last trip, the crew had drawn lots, and my lot was to stay on board ship. I was doomed to die. But standing at my side was my shipmate, who had often spoken to me about the Lord he loved, and I had laughed and told him I intended to enjoy life. When finally I caught a glimpse of his face, it was calm and peaceful. Once again, for the last time, the lifeboat drew near. It was now Jim's time to get aboard. But instead, he pushed me forward and said, "Go in the lifeboat in my place, Tom, and meet me in heaven." A few seconds, I was safe in the lifeboat as we pulled away. And just as we did, the ship went down, and aboard it, dear Jim, dying in my place. As the boat was rowed to shore, I prayed, "God, if I get safely to land, Jim will not have died in vain." The listener asked, "Was it long before you found the Savior?" "No, not too long," replied the grateful sailor. "I bought a Bible, and there I read of a dying thief who was almost as bad as I. And so, just as simply as that thief, I came in all my need to Christ. So you see, ma'am, two men died for me." The question, friend of mine, asked by the rescued sailor is one for you to answer. Are you saved? The Bible says neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. To be assured of heaven, you must be saved. And the Bible method is simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Are you saved or lost? May the Lord bless you to answer this question honestly.